神啊，也谢谢我们亲爱的慕道朋友以及弟兄姐妹来啊参加我们第二天的布道会。
Thank God that you can be here for the second day of evangelical service.
愿主纪念我们虔诚的心。
May God remember your hearts.
我们先来看一节经节。
Let's turn to the Bible.
我们请看约翰福音第十章第十节。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
约翰福音第十章第十节
John chapter 10 verse 10
十节盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏我来的是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛这是主耶稣所举的一个比喻
This is a parable of Jesus
主耶稣用羊的门来形容他自己
He describes himself as a gate
凡透过羊的门才能够进到羊圈里头
And you need to pass through the gate to enter the fold
进到羊圈里头啊，必得歇息必得保护
And when you enter into the fold you are protected
主耶稣他就是羊的门
Jesus is the gate
我们若不借着耶稣基督没有办法来领受永生的天国
And except through Jesus Christ, we cannot receive the heavenly kingdom.
也得不到更丰盛的生命。
And we cannot receive life to the full.
因着近年来的经济不景气，有很多人经不起打击，甚至来轻生。
And in the recent, in the last years, people have hard times in their finances and some people have even committed suicide.
有些人因为感情不如意而步上绝路。
And people have also taken their lives because they have problems in their relationships.
甚至连那个小学生竟然也因着功课不好也上吊自杀。
And even kids in the grade schools would kill themselves just because they have bad grades.
人的生命难道如此的脆弱，如此的不堪一击吗
？Is human life so frail?
到底问题出在哪里呢
？Where is the problem?
根据美国精神医疗手册的报告
，There is a report from the mental health studies.
全球每年总共有50万这个50万多的人呐、啊。自杀死亡。
Every year, approximately 500,000 people take their own lives.
也就是说，平均每一天有1400件自杀的这个个案。
In other words, around the world, every day there are 1,400 suicides.
如果再以平均每自杀8次才能够成功来算的话
，And out of every suicide, 1 out of 8 succeed.
全球每天至少有10,000人不想活了。
And then at least, then from that you can figure that there's at least 10,000 people who try to take their lives every day.
徘徊在死亡的边缘呐。
And they want to seek death.
以小弟所来的这个台湾来说
，And for take Taiwan as for example,
自杀也一直是。台湾的主要死亡原因之一。
Suicide is often the leading cause of death.
每一年有将近2,000人因为自杀死亡。
There's about 2,000 suicides every year.
而自杀未遂的人数更多了。
And of course, there are more suicide attempts.
心中动过死这个动过寻死念头的人啊。更不知道有多少。
And we can't count how many people who ever thought about taking their own lives.
若以年龄来说，青少年是最容易轻生的。
And we find that teenagers are the ones who want to take their lives.
全世界各地自杀都是青少年主要的死亡原因。
And that's true around the world.
在15岁到24岁的人口当中 自杀是仅次于车祸的主要死亡原因。
And between the ages of 15 and 24, suicide is on the second to car accidents of causes that take people's lives.
其中20岁到24岁的年龄层自杀的人数最多。
And the most suicides occur between the ages of 20 and 24.
这个阶段啊，正是多数年轻人学业刚结束，职业生涯刚开始的时候。
It's a time when people finish their education and begin their careers.
啊，也是进入准备感情婚姻生活的阶段。
And they begin their family lives.
最容易遭受挫折。
And they are most easily disappointed.
啊，面临重大的心理压力。
And they may face great pressures.
最容易发生自杀的念头。
At the time when they're most vulnerable to the idea of suicide.
许多政府为了以上所说这些自杀的事件，特别成立了研究小组。
Many governments try to solve the problem of suicide.
在研究多年之后，他们发现生命教育在学校里不够落实。
But what they find is that the schools can't teach the kids how to live.
在家庭里头，父母亲也很少教导孩子们有关生命的问题。
And in the family, the parents don't teach kids about life.
这是造成人们不懂得珍惜生命的原因。
And that's why people don't value life.
以我们美国一些个案来说，我们曾经发生好几件这个青少年带着枪到学校去打死的同学老师。
And you have seen many incidents when students will take a gun to school and murder their classmates and teachers.
甚至也有那个才七岁的小孩子他带着他爸爸的枪到学校去。
Even a 7-year-old took his father's gun to school.
对一个前天跟他吵架的女同学开一枪。
And shot a classmate who argued with him a few days before.
开枪之后竟然还很得意说对方是硬枪硬声就倒地了。
And the child was even glad that his classmate fell on the spot.
因为在他的这个意识当中，就如同看电影或者是看这个卡通一样。人还会再站起来。
Because in his mind, it's like just like a movie or a video game. When someone falls, he will get up.
他却不知道，这个生命是永远不会再活过来的。
He didn't seem to realize that once life is gone, it's gone.
在台湾也曾经有这个年轻人骑着摩托车，带着长的那个西瓜刀在路上见人就砍。
And once in Taiwan, there was a person who rode his motorcycle with a long knife and would just start slashing people randomly.
被抓到警察局去，问他为什么这么做。
And when he was arrested, the police asked him why he would do such a thing.
回答竟然是为了好玩。
His answer was that it seemed fun.
所以这些问题都凸显出我们生命教育的缺乏。
And that's because, and all these things happen because people don't learn about life.
对人尚且是如此，对待动物更加不懂珍惜。
And if this is how they treat human beings, then they would be worse when with the animals.
所以在几年前台湾流行这个什么错鱼错鸭就是用钓竿，但是不是真的用饵去钓，而是用大号的那个钩子用到水里面去这个钩那个鱼或者是钩鸭子。
And a few years ago, there was a fad in Taiwan where people would take long hooks to catch fish and ducks instead of using lures.
那大部分的这个鱼或者是鸭子都是被那个钩子 弄得遍体鳞伤啊。
And so the fish and the ducks often carry great wounds with them.
用着这种残暴的方式对待动物的方式来发泄他们在生活上的压力。
And people torture animals this way to find some release from the pressures in life.
这些的个案都让我们触目惊心。
And people are frightened when you hear these type of stories.
虽然我们知道是因为生命教育不够落实，是因为这个原因呢。
And if we know that the reason is because people aren't taught about about life.
所以不懂得尊重自己跟别人的生命。
So they do not respect their own lives and other people's lives.
问题虽然是知道，但是真正能够将生命介绍得清楚的又有多少？
对 ，While you know the cause of the problem, how can you find the true meaning?
小弟个人认为，能够将生命介绍得清楚的，就是创造生命的主。
I think the only one who can tell us the truth about life is the Creator of heaven and earth.
借着圣经详细说明了生命的原委。
And he has told us about life and the Bible.
今天我们已经信主的人，我们领受的生命之道。
Today, when we believe in Christ, we receive the words of life.
我们也经历了生命之道的好处。
And we have experienced the benefits of the words of life.
所以在这里，我们有义务要向我们亲爱的慕道朋友们来做生命的见证。
And that is why we have it's our responsibility to that to bear testimony in our lives.
使我们都能够知道如何拥有神所赐更丰盛的生命。
So that other people can also receive life to the fullest.
来迎接在生活压力当中各样的挑战。
So that they can face the challenges in their own lives.
首先我们来谈一谈见证生命的价值。
And first, let me share with you the value of the testimony of life.
生命的价值在哪里？
Where is the value of life?
人是神照着自己的形象所创造的。
Human beings are created in the image of God.
我们来看创世纪第一章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26.
创世纪一章二十六节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26。
二十六节，神说：“我们要照我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。”神二十七节。
27.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。这里谈到人的由来，谈到生命的由来。
This is the origin of human life.
生命是神所造的。
God created life.
是按照他的形象所创造。
And he created man in his own image.
神的形象是圣洁的。
God's image is holy.
今天我们对我们的生命由来若能够认知的话，必知道我们生命的价值。
And once you recognize the origin of your life, and you will see the value.
是尊贵的神按照自己的形象来造。
And God gave us life in his own image.
不是那种低等的那种原生物，或者是低等的生物进化来的。
And he did not create us from simple organisms, and we were not evolved from simple organisms.
我们是尊贵的。
We have a noble status.
是照神圣洁的形象造的。
We created in God's own holy image.
有创造力。
We can there.
创造力，创造的能力。神有创造力。
God has the power to create.
所以他也让我们的生命如此丰盛。
And so he created an abundant life.
我们 会思想。
He gave us intelligence.
我们会辨别是非。
He gave us the ability to know right from wrong.
我们跟一般的动物不同。
We're not like the animals.
所以人在神所造的乐园里头，过着像神一般圣洁的生活。
And the first man lived a holy life just like God in the Garden of Eden.
无忧无虑，圣洁的生命充满了活力。
They lived without worries, and they lived an abundant life.
能管理神所创造的一切。
And they took care of all of God's creations.
令人心满意足啊。
And they were satisfied.
这就是原本神创造人生命的价值。
That's the original value of life.
但是自从始祖亚当夏娃因为违背了神的命令犯了罪之后，
that when Adam and Eve disobeyed God's commandments,
罪进到世界的，
and sin entered the world,
最后始祖被赶出了伊甸乐园，
they were cast out from the Garden of Eden,
从此之后人的生命蒙上了一层阴影，
and a shadow was cast over human life,
蒙上了罪的阴影，
a shadow of sin,
罪带来的是害怕。
Sin brought in with it a fear.
因此人们生活在恐惧之中。
And so man lived in fear.
人的生命失去了胜过罪恶的力量。
And man lost the power to overcome sin.
并且经常活在罪恶当中。
And continues to live in sin.
我们来看提多书的三章第三节。
Let's read Titus chapter 3 verse 3.
提多书三章第三节
Titus chapter 3 verse
3赫赫本新约圣经308页三章第三节
Titus chapter 3 verse 3
我们从前也是无知悖逆受迷惑服侍各样私欲和厌乐常存恶毒嫉妒的心是可恨的又是彼此相恨这里啊，谈到说自从人犯罪之后犯罪的人是让人厌恶的
And after human beings sinned we become despicable
是被人唾弃的这样的生命失去了它原有的价值
And we've lost the original value of human life
总是感谢神借着神的怜悯让我们从旧约献祭的真理当中明白人要重新回到那个没有犯罪的生活里头
By God's mercy through the sacrifices of the Old Testament we're shown a way to return back to the original life
就必须要借着无罪的人来赎罪
And the sacrifice requires a sinless man
这是神的公义
And that God exercises justice.
但是要到哪里去找无罪的人呢?
But where do we find a sinless man?
没有这样的人。
There is no one in the world.
罪把世上的人都圈在里面。
Because everyone is under sin and on earth.
所以神亲自道成了肉身来到世上。
So God himself became a man.
就是耶稣基督。
As Jesus Christ.
以无罪之身来代替有罪的人
and he was he came in place of all the sinners
使凡是肯认罪悔改的人因着信靠耶稣基督的救赎能够赦免过去无知所犯下的一切错误
so that when a person confesses his sin and repents then God will forgive his sins from before
使我们能够重新拾回人原有的尊贵生命
and man can regain the original noble status
神又赐下应许的圣灵
God also gave us the promised Holy Spirit
来帮助我们追求不犯罪的生活
and the Holy Spirit helps us to live a life away from sin
不犯罪的生命就能够拥有旺盛的生命力
And without sin in life, we live a life to the full.
让自己能够得胜罪恶。
And we can overcome sin.
可以帮助别人过着得胜的生活。
We can also help others to live a victorious life.
能够活出生命的价值来。
To live out the true meaning and value of life.
这是我们已经信主的人所要见证的生命价值。
And that's the value of life that the believers testify.
再来，我们也要来见证生命的更新。
Yes, and we shall also testify the renewal of life.
就是要过着不犯罪的生活。
That is to live a life without sin.
生命更新的人可以过着不犯罪的生活。这就是生命啊，这就是生命更新的最好的见证。
And a clear sign and testimony of renewal is that to live without sin.
有一个啊，当警察的，他还没有信主之前，过着是花天酒地的生活。
There is a police officer, and before he believed, he indulged himself.
因为他的职业有很多的试探引诱。
Because there's a lot of temptation on the job.
所以他经常啊，应邀啊，喝酒啊，收受贿赂。
So he was invited to different parties and offered bribes.
因为整个大环境之，这个逼着他不得不向现实来低头。
And so he thought he had no choice but to bow down to all the pressures.
他不是没有梦想。
He had a vision.
如果没有梦想，他不会去当警察。
Because otherwise, he had a dream and a vision of becoming a good police officer.
他也不是没有正义感。
He had a sense of justice.
但是大环境迫使他放弃原有的这些感觉。
But his surroundings made him lose his original dreams.
加上过重的群物，只有借着酒精来麻痹自己。
And he indulged himself in alcohol.
经常喝醉酒，醉到跌到水沟里面。
He would get so drunk that he fall into ditches.
仍然不省人事，生活十分的糜烂。
But he continued to live like that.
但是后来他认识救主，他接受合法的大水洗之后，得到耶稣基督的救恩。
But he came to believe in Jesus Christ and was baptized and received salvation.
不但他的生命恢复到当时尊贵的价值
Not only did was the original value of his life restored.
在他的生命里头也有重大的改变。
His life also changed.
尤其在他领受神所应许的圣灵。
When he received God's promised Holy Spirit.
在他内在的生命当中有了力量。
He regained strength.
有一天他遇到了一个驼背的一个老太太。
One day he ran into an elderly lady with back problems.
她背驼得很厉害。
And she had an arched back.
90度
And her back was always bent forward 90 degrees.
这个警员，这个弟兄，就生出了怜悯的心，就向他来见证主的大能。
And so this brother, this police officer, testified God to her.
人只要悔改并且依靠神，必得他的怜悯。
He said that God shows mercy when we repent.
他的这位亲戚听了之后很受感动。
And so lady was touched by his testimony.
他表示愿意来信靠主。
And she was willing to believe in the Lord.
所以就跟着这个警员一起跪下来祷告。
And so she knelt down to pray with them.
感谢主，很奇妙的，神赏赐圣灵给这个驼背的老太太。
And God gave His Holy Spirit to the lady.
当圣灵充满的时候，身体震动的时候，摇摇摇，这个九十度的弯腰竟然直了起来。
And so as she was praying, the Holy Spirit moved her body in prayer and slowly, her back straightened itself out.
大家的信心得到更大的造就。
And the believer's faith was strengthened by that.
圣灵内住的 结果让生命更新。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us; He renews our lives.
也让人有力量，能够过着圣洁不犯罪的生活。
And He gives us the strength to live a life without sin.
不再回到以前那种罪恶的啊这个渊源里面啊。
And He helps us not to return back to our original sin.
这个当警察的弟兄，有一次啊参加这个同事的一个结婚宴会。
And this brother attended the wedding of his coworker.
啊，在这个宴席当中啊，他的主管，啊，派出所的主管，起来举杯敬酒。
And during the banquet, his boss stood up to propose a toast.
大家也都举起酒杯来了。
So everyone raised their wine glasses.
唯独他是举起茶杯啊。
But this brother raised his teacup.
这个主官呢、啊，看到之后啊，啊，就刻意的要向他敬酒。
And so when the supervisor saw him, the supervisor specifically pointed him out.
因为啊，这个主管知道他以前呐、啊、酒量是派出所最好的。
Because this brother had been known for a good, as a drinker.
怎么现在去信了耶稣？连酒都不喝了。
And they were amazed that he stopped drinking alcohol after he believed in Jesus.
啊，所以故意啊要向他敬酒。
So he narrowed him out.
并且啊要求说你随意啊，你喝一口就好了。
And said to him, just take a sip.
你不一定要干杯了，你卖面子给我吧。
And because you don't want to make me look bad.
但是这一位信主的警员呐、啊。他拒绝他主观的好意。
But this brother refused.
就在这个时候，他的主管呢、啊，竟然向他下跪。
But then suddenly his supervisor, his boss knelt down before him.
说你给我面子好不好
？And said, "Don't make me lose face." 哈，
喝一口吧。
Just take one sip.
你看我都向你下跪了。
I'm kneeling before you.
但是这位信主的警员。他珍惜他已经重生的生命。
But this brother treasures the life that he has regained.
他知道他绝对不可以再向这个坏习惯来让步。
He knew that he cannot bow down to the pressures.
所以他也很诚恳地向大家来见证，来表明啊，他已经信了耶稣。
So he testified to the others that he has believed in Jesus.
他过去如何被酒精来捆绑。被酒来伤害。
And he told him that how he was an alcoholic before.
他今天已经认识神。
But today he's known God.
他绝不要再回去过去那种生活。
And he did not want to live the life he did before.
很奇妙的，他的主管不但没有生气啊，竟然起来向他道歉。
And so not only did his supervisor not get mad, he got up and apologized.
表示说啊，我不应该勉强人喝酒。
He said that I shouldn't force you to drink.
啊，并且还当众勉励其他的警员呐、啊，要来效法他去信耶稣。
He even encouraged the other police officers to believe in Jesus also.
这位信主的警员呐、啊，更因此。做了生命更新美好的见证。
So this brother, in this time, bear a good testimony of the renewal of life.
一个更新的生命不仅可以远离罪恶
，A renewed life is far away from sin.
还可以啊，让人有能力来做人所不能做的善事。
And it also, with the renewed life, we can also do the good that people cannot do, have no power to do.
圣经里头说，知道善不去行啊，也是一种罪。
The Bible tells us that it is a sin to know good and not do it.
由于大环境啊的这个恶劣，让很多想行善的人不敢行。
Because of the corrupt world, many people have the desire to do good but don't.
当然，我们人要灵巧。是必要的。
Of course, we need to be wise in what we do.
但是却有很多时候我们不敢去行善。
But often there are obstacles for us to do good.
但是生命更新
能够帮助我们。
But when a life is renewed, God helps us.
这一位信主的警员啊，在他的辖区里头，他做这个户口普查清查的时候，
during in a time of a census,
他看到有一个年轻人，啊，头发都没有理啊，又脏又臭啊。
This police officer, the brother who was walking to from house to house, and he saw a young man, who is filthy.
而且啊，衣服啊，脏兮兮的，
and his
发出臭味。
Clothes were tattered and smelly.
原来他是一个精神病患。
And this man had mental problems.
并且啊，有那种攻击性的暴力行为。
And he was violent.
啊，他的母亲呢，曾经用20,000要求看有没有人敢替他理头发。
And his mother offered great sums of money for someone to even cut his hair.
20,000台币哈，折合美金不知道多少。但是没有人敢。
But no one dared to cut his hair.
没有人敢来为他剪头发，为这个精神病。但是这一个警察，他看到了，他动了慈悲怜悯的心。
So when this brother saw him, he had mercy on him.
他跟他的太太啊，一起来要来为这个精神病患理头发。
So he came back with his wife to cut this young man's hair.
感谢神啊，在他们夫妻同心祷告之后，靠近这个精神病患。
After they prayed together, they came near the man.
这个精神病患竟然没有那种啊凶恶的表情啊，反而有一种那个惧怕的那种畏惧的那种表现。
And this man was not violent with them. Instead, he seemed afraid.
没有任何的暴力行为。
He did not hit them or anything.
啊，乖乖的啊，坐在那边让人理头发。
He sat there quietly and let them cut his hair.
啊，后来这个警员呐，又替他啊来洗澡换衣服。
And this brother also gave him a bath and changed his clothes.
接着慢慢的带他到教会来信靠主。
And later invited the family to believe in the Lord.
这是大家的带导，这个精神病的青年呢，奇迹式的啊清醒过来。
And after the members pray for him, he became normal.
能够过着正常人的生活。
And he lived a normal life.
并且也信主，成为我们当中的弟兄。
And he also believed in the Lord and became a brother.
所以从这边我们可以看出啊，更新的生命充满了爱心，充满了力量。
A renewed life is full of love and strength.
是每一个属灵生命更新的人所拥有的。
And that's something that we all can have.
凡是信靠主的人，对于主所赏赐的生命，都应该要有这样的信心。
And that's we need to have the faith in God that He can bless us this way.
能够发挥出爱心的力量。
That he can help us to show love.
能够为生命做更美的见证。
That we can be, our lives can be a testimony.
再来，我们来谈这个生命的更新呢，必须要有一个生命的入门才能得到一个 door in 进去这个门。
And in order for our lives to renew, we must find the way in.
也就是要怎么才能来得救。
And we must find the way to salvation.
从神来的生命让我们的生活可以变得更好。
Life from God, when we receive life from God, our lives will change for the better.
这也是我们为什么今天在这边向我们亲爱的慕道朋友做见证的原因。
And that's why we testify to our friends today.
我们不是要单单见证主耶稣能够给人更新的生命。
We testify that the Lord Jesus can renew your life.
我们更要告诉您如何来得到这美好的生命。
And we will also testify how to receive this life.
若单单啊，我们告诉你说信耶稣啊就可以得救，
这不够。
It is not enough, just to say that you are saved when you believe in Jesus.
或者是我们告诉你说，啊，你若要信耶稣啊，你找任何一个基督教堂都可以，这样也是不负责任的行为。
And it would be irresponsible just to tell you you can believe in Jesus at any church you find.
要得到耶稣基督真正的生命，就必须要进入到可以让人得到永远生命的教会才可以。
In order to find the true life of Jesus Christ, you must find the true church of salvation.
我们来看以弗所书三章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章第九节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9。
三章第九节，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。十节。
Ten.
为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。这里呀，保罗告诉我们，说要让众人明白，历代以来隐藏在啊创造万物之神里头的奥秘。
And Paul tells us that he makes plain to everyone.
这个奥秘是什么呢
？And what is that mystery?
在同样的三章第六节告诉我们
And in verse, chapter 3 verse 6 tells us
这个奥秘啊就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣同为一体同蒙应许
The mystery is that the Gentiles is heir and members of the same body and shares in the promise of Jesus Christ
也就是说神要借着教会让我们都能够来信靠耶稣而得生命的应许。
Through the church, all of us can believe in Jesus and receive the promise of life.
所以啊，要找到耶稣啊，就必须要先找到可以让人经历耶稣同在的教会。
So in order to find Jesus, you must first find the church that can let you experience Jesus.
这样我们才能够得到新生命。
That's how you can receive a new life.
到底哪一个教会能让人得到新生命呢
？So which church can show you the way to the new life？
这是一个非常关键的地方。
That's the key question.
要得到生命，就要重视能够让生命重生的洗礼。
And if you want to receive a new life, you must renew your life through baptism.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's read John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章第五节
John chapter 3 verse 5
三章第五节
John chapter 3 verse 5
耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国第六节
verse 6
从肉生生的就是肉生从灵生的就是灵这里啊，跟我们讲说洗礼的关键。
It tells us the importance of baptism.
要有啊圣灵同在。
We must have the Holy Spirit.
人若不重生，没有办法进神的国。
And unless we are reborn, we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
人若不从水跟圣灵重生，也不能进神的国。
And we cannot enter the kingdom of God unless we're born of the water and the Holy Spirit.
这是指着洗礼而说的。
The water refers to water baptism.
到底呀、啊，哪一种洗礼有功效
？And which baptism is effective?
符合神的旨意。
Which baptism is in accordance to God's will?
我们来看约翰一书五章。
Let's read John chapter 1, 1 John, verse 5.
约翰一书第五章。第五节
First John chapter 5 verse 5
五章五节胜过世界的是谁呢 不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？六节。
Six.
这借着水和血而来的，就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。七节。
Seven.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。八节。
Eight.
做见证的原有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归于一。啊，这里呀，跟我们说得很清楚。
And this passage tells us clearly.
这里所强调的洗礼必须要有三样的见证。
There are three that testifies during baptism.
而且是缺一不可的。
And all of them are essential.
我们啊，纵观所有的基督教派。
And when you look at, when you examine all the Christian denominations,
除了本会以外啊，没有听过任何教派的洗礼有这三样的见证。
Aside from the True Jesus Church, no church baptized with these three as testimony.
在我们真教会的洗礼中啊，有圣灵的同在，又有活水啊在当中施洗。
The True Jesus Church baptizes by the Holy Spirit and flowing living water.
并且世界各地的各国当中都有这个看宝血的异象发生。
And during baptism, many people have witnessed the vision of the blood of Christ in the water.
甚至是没有信耶稣的啊这些啊这些人所看到的。
Some witnessed the vision even before they are believers.
啊，在早期啊，真耶稣教会在大陆的时候，曾经也发生过这样的事。有一次啊，在河边为人施洗。
And once during a baptism in China.
哦，那上面是吊桥，有啊这个几个和尚从上面经过。
And the baptism was in a river, and some Buddhist monks happened to walk across the bridge that went over the river.
他们看到下面啊，我们在为信徒洗礼呀、啊，他们不知道是在做什么。
They did not know what the church members were doing during the baptism.
但是吸引他们的、啊，却是说，在我们洗礼的这个啊周围啊，却有红色的。啊，好像鲜血的啊，这个颜色、啊、围成一圈，久久不散。
But what caught their attention was a circle of red in the water, just like blood.
他们很好奇。
So they were very curious.
啊，如果是用染料的话，水会流动，会流走啊。
Because if it had been the red dye in the water, the river would have carried away.
但是奇妙的却是。这一层啊，围成一个圆圈，却不随着水流的流动而流走。
But that circle of red did not flow away with the water.
所以他们很好奇啊，看了很久，甚至下来来问说：“你们在做什么？”
So they became curious and went to the river to ask, "What are you doing?"
为什么你们的这个周围啊，有一层红红的啊，好像血一样包围着呢？
And they ask, why is there a layer of red just like blood?
当时的传道人告诉他们，我们奉耶稣基督的名在为这些人洗礼啊。
And the pastor replied that we are baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ and his blood.
这个时候，这些和尚才把他们所看到的见证出来。
And so these monks told our members what they saw.
如果我们的见证啊，看到宝血都是我们信徒看到啊。或许别人没有信耶稣的人说：“那你们自己编的啦。”
Perhaps you could say you would say that if only members saw these visions, you might say that they're all made up by members of the church.
你老王卖瓜嘛，自卖自夸嘛。
Of course, if you're already members, you would claim that you see the blood of Christ.
但是我们看宝血异象，有很多是没有信主的人。
That many unbelievers have seen the same vision.
这个是我们不能够忽视的一个见证。
That's a true testimony.
好，我们继续看第九节。
Let's continue with in verse 9.
约翰一书五章的第九节。
First John chapter 5 verse 9.
九节，我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因神的见证是为他儿子做的。这里呀、说我们一些人的见证我们尚且相信，更何况是神亲自为耶稣基督所做的见证。
If we accept man's testimony, then how much more should we accept God's testimony about Jesus Christ?
到底神为他的儿子耶稣基督所做的见证是什么？
What is God's testimony for his son?
就是圣灵、水跟血的见证。
It's the testimony of the Holy Spirit, blood and water.
这也是神为着他亲手所建立的得救教会所做的见证。
This is the same testimony God has given the church he established.
这更是攸关到人永生的生命。
And this has to do with our eternal life.
我们看同样的十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节，我将这些话写给你们，信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。所以凡是进到神亲自为耶稣基督所做见证的教会里头，就有永远的生命。
When you become part of the church with God's testimony, then you receive eternal life.
我们真耶稣教会的建立是应验了圣经的应许。
The true Jesus church was establishedJust as the Bible promised.
旧约里头记载犹太人他们有两曾经有两个圣殿。
The Bible tells us that the Jews had two temples.
前后盖了两个圣殿。
There were two temples that were built.
第一个圣殿因为百姓腐败的信仰被污染。
And the first temple was corrupted by the people's faith that turned astray.
所以神的荣耀离开了圣殿。
So God's glory departed from the temple.
所以圣殿被异族所毁掉。
And the temple was destroyed by foreigners.
第二个圣殿又被重建起来。
Later, a second temple was built.
神的荣耀再度回来。
God's glory returned to the temple.
进入了圣殿。
And he entered the temple.
旧约的这两个圣殿是新约教会的影子。
And these two temples are foreshadow of the church in the New Testament times.
也是新约时代教会的一个预表。
And they prefigure the church in the New Testament.
圣殿真正的实体早在使徒时代的教会来应验。
And the true meaning of the temple was fulfilled in the apostolic church.
这两个圣殿的预表，一个是早期的使徒时代的教会。
The first temple prefigured the apostolic church.
后来使徒时早期的这个教会因为腐化，神的荣耀也离开。
But the church later became corrupt in faith, and God's glory departed.
这就是为什么马丁路德要宗教改革的原因。
In between, there was a reformation by Martin Luther.
那另外一个就是末后神亲自所建立的真教会。
But there is also a true church in the last days.
神的荣耀再度回来。
And God's glory shall return.
在以斯结书的四十三章一节二节预言真教会的建立。
Ezekiel chapter 43 prophesizes the establishment of the true church.
那边说，以后他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门。
Ezekiel said that he led me to a gate in the east.
以色列神的荣光从东而来。
And the glory of the God of Israel came from the east.
他的声音如同众水的声音。
And his voice is like the voice of waters.
地就因他的荣耀发光。
And the land shined from his glory.
真教会应验了这个预言。
The true church is the fulfillment of that promise.
神的灵在主后1917年从东而降。
God's spirit descended in the east.
在
中国大陆建立的真教会。
And the church was established in mainland China.
这是末世的教会。
And that is the church of the last day.
神的国要借着真教会来完成。
And God's kingdom will be fulfilled through the true church.
以西结书的44:1-2又说。
Ezekiel chapter 43 continues.
他又带我回到圣地朝东的外门。
He brought me to the gate on the east.
那门关闭了。
And the gate is shut.
神对我说，这门必须关闭，不可打开。
And the Lord said to me, you must shut the gate and not open it.
谁也不可以由其中进入。
No one can enter through it.
因为神以色列的神已经由其中进入，所以必须关闭。
Because the Lord of Israel has already entered and the door must be shut.
这样的见证，这样的预言啊，宣示了神的决心。
And this prophecy shows God's determination.
神进入了他在末世所设立的真教会之后，就永远住在里面。
After God enters the church in the last day, He shall dwell with it forever.
不会再离开。
He will not depart.
这是多么令我们兴奋的事啊！
And what good news that is.
我们亲爱的慕道朋友，
dear friends,
我们从刚刚生命的见证当中。分析分享
I've just shared with you the testimony of life.
我们要怎么样能够恢复当时生命的价值？
How we restore the original value of life.
拥有生命的更新，过着不犯罪的生活。
How we can renew our life and live a life without sin.
必须要进入到生命之门。
The first step is to enter the gate of life.
得救的教会。
And the church of salvation.
有圣灵随血同作见证的教会。
A church with the testimony of the Holy Spirit, the blood and the water.
生命之门就在真教会里。
And the gate of life is in the true church.
感谢神，我们真耶稣教会拥有生命之门。
And we thank God that the gate of life is in the true Jesus Church.
我们有水血圣灵的见证。
We have the testimony of the Holy Spirit, the blood and the water.
愿神能够带领我们，让我们明白啊。
May God guide us so that we can understand the truth.
能够进入到这个生命之门。
So that you can also enter the gate of life.
来过着生命更新的生活。
And to live a renewed life.
面对生活压力的挑战。
And can face the challenges in your everyday life.
更恢复到神当时创造我们人生命的那一种尊贵的价值。
May you also find the noble status God created when He created the original man.